July 24th, 1922. Bonds between Jesus and each soul. Correspondence to Grace. Continuing in my usual state, my always lovable Jesus came with an enchanting majesty and love, and showed me all generations, from the first to the last man. And each of them was bound and tied together with my sweet Jesus. And the tying was such that it seemed to multiply for each creature, in such a way that each one had him for himself alone. And Jesus gave that life of his to suffer any pain and death that each one would have to suffer, so as to be able to say to the Celestial Father, "My Father, in each creature you will have as many of myself, who will give you for each one what each one owes you." While I was seeing this, my sweet Jesus told me, "My daughter, do you also want to accept the bond with each being, so that there may be no dissimilarity between you and me?" I don't know how, I felt as if the weight of all was leaning on my shoulders. I saw my unworthiness and weakness, and I felt such repugnance as to feel faint, to the point that Blessed Jesus, having compassion for me, took me in his arms and pressed me to his heart, letting me place my mouth at the opening of the wound that pierced him, saying to me, "Drink, my daughter, the blood that gushes forth from this wound, that you may receive the strength that you lack. Courage, do not fear. I will be with you. We will share together all the weight, the work, the pains, and the deaths." This is why I tell you, be attentive and faithful. Because my grace wants correspondence. Otherwise, it takes nothing to descend. What does it take to open and to close one's eyes? It takes nothing. Yet, the great good of keeping them open, and the great harm of keeping them closed. By keeping them open, the eyes are filled with light, with sun. With this light, the hand can operate, the foot can walk safely and without stumbling. One can distinguish objects, whether they are good or bad. One can reorder things, read, write. Now, what does it take to lose all this good? Closing one's eyes. The hand cannot operate, the foot cannot walk. And if it does, it is subject to stumbling. One can no longer distinguish objects. He reduces himself to inability. Such is correspondence, nothing other than opening the eyes of the soul. And as she opens them, light comes into the mind. My image is reflected in everything she does, copying me faithfully, in such a way that she does nothing other than receive continuous light from me, so as to convert her whole being into light. On the other hand, lack of correspondence plunges the soul into darkness and renders her inoperative.